My guests on Simply Folk are members of the band Luray, founded by lead singer and banjo player Shannon Carey. They're based in the D.C. area, and they had a number of appearances in Wisconsin as part of a CD release tour. And that's not the only reason they're here. The album was recorded in Eau Claire, and Shannon's family has roots in the state. Welcome, all of you.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. This is great.
Yeah, nice to have you back in Wisconsin for a little bit, and I've really been enjoying the new recording. And why don't we start right away with something from it? The title of the CD is called The Wilder.
Yes, and we're going to start with that one. We like to sometimes start shows this way, too, because it kind of sets the tone for, like, what we're going to do.
The title track from the CD, it's called The Wilder. Boy, some really neat lyrics there. Very thought-provoking. You know, make it all make sense. And it's kind of about the journey that we're exactly. all on. It is hard to make sense of it sometimes.
Right. And I think, you know, it's about, yeah, just the journey in life and also our physical journey from California and just becoming a songwriter, all of that.
How did that songwriting journey start for you, Shannon? I know you spent some time as a kid in the Lake Geneva area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up having music lessons and doing school music and things like that or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that.
All of the above?
Yeah, yeah, piano didn't go that well, but guitar I was, you know, much more apt to practice, let's just say.
Were you a singer in school?
Yeah, always singing. Actually with a couple of these guys in the room.
Oh.
Once we got to high school, yeah. So
I should mention that the guitarist is Gabe Wisniewski, and Gabe is your husband and mm-hmm. also from Lake Geneva. So you two have known each other for quite a while.
Yeah.
And played a little music together for quite a while, it sounds
like. We have. Yeah, we've never been in a band together before this.
This is the first time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, how should I put this? I married a musician and I work with a musician at home for fun. We don't do it as a professional yeah. or anything like that. But sometimes it can get a little sticky, you know? You do that same lick over. I hate that lick. Why do you do that lick? Do you ever get into yeah. those kinds of discussions?
Yeah. There's always certain, like, funny things that we each do where, like, you know, like, I'll just laugh or I'll look. You know, there's the infamous look.
She has much more to say about my tambourine playing than my guitar.
If you didn't hear that.
The tambourine playing, you know, that's pretty impressive. We've been excited to bring Gabe along on tambourine this tour.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't have it with you right now today.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here. Okay. No commentary. Well, you're getting some really great attention with this recording, and I read wonderful things from the Washington Post and from NPR. And what was the impetus for making the recording? We started talking about your songwriting journey. Was it just kind of came about, a collection of songs?
No, it was kind of on purpose. It was like, I'm going to write a record like that. You know, mm-hmm. like I hadn't written songs for many years. And I'd been playing bluegrass banjo and wondering if I could still write songs and not knowing whether I'd play them in bluegrass style or folk, which was my previous, like, guitar songs, mm-hmm. you know, I had written as a teenager. So it was kind of an experiment to see if I could write songs with the banjo and then if I could write them outside of a bluegrass genre. So that's kind of what I set out to do.
And you've really synthesized all kinds of neat sounds, and you can hear the impact of folk in your life, and you can hear the impact of bluegrass, but the result is neither, really.
Well, yeah, and that's it's kind of what I wanted, but I think it's also challenging, and it's also the result of the other musicians playing with me, because I wrote everything just on banjo. And then when we recorded it, we added the instruments, other instruments. And that's when the sound started to really change, I think. And then since that time, it's been about a year and a half, we've kind of evolved as a band and kind of working on, like, what's our sound.
Well, let's have one more song right now and then talk about the sound afterwards, because I want to talk about the production and Eau Claire and a little bit of that.
Okay, great.
For the next song, Sarah Gilberg, who's playing the keyboards and doing backing vocals, has moved over to our grand piano in Buck's studio, the nice Mason and Hamlin. So I'll scale it back a little bit for banjo and piano. What's the name of this song?
It's called The Rains.
I gave you an army to fight. Best I could gather in time, but now that the falling in line, I'm second guessing. I gave you an army to fight, the best battle fish in my mind. I try not to tremble and fear it all. The last time I showed any fear, I fall too.
R-E-I-N-S. Why did you give it that title, Shannon?
Well, I struggle with the title a lot, but I decided that it's kind of about letting go of control and letting go of the reins, and just the song about is about, just not knowing what's coming next and just trying to accept that.
And being okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a lesson that a lot of us work hard on.
Oh, I know.
Over
right?
and over again.
Every day. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song, and it sounded
Thank
very
you.
Nice on the piano, Sarah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it sounded beautiful on the piano.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about the production of the CD, and it was done in Eau Claire, and there's some wonderful music coming out of Eau Claire these days, to put it mildly. And you worked with your brother as producer. We've talked a little bit about the family involvements. How did that go?
I think it went great. It was really fun. It was just like a 5 days of pure creativity, you know? And so we were both just in heaven. Like, we stayed up really late, and Gabe was there, and a bunch of musicians in Eau Claire actually came and recorded. This was before I met these guys here. So we had just moved to DC, like, you know, 6 to 9 months before that, and I'd been working on the record, and this was like the chance that Sean had like a week free, and we went to Eau Claire and we recorded it.
And I should add that Sean, oh, he's a creative soul himself, my gosh, lots of creativity there, but he's known also for his work with Bon Iver and Justin Vernon, so
right.
There's a tremendous amount of, I guess, production experience and, mm-hmm. and musical creativity that has been brought to bear on your recording, and it's obvious. It really sounds great.
Yeah, I think definitely his style is in all the songs, you know. And we talked a lot just while we were doing it and before about instruments and arrangements. I had the songs all with banjo playing all the parts. And then we kind of interpreted it to, you know, except for drums that we added. I didn't do drums on the banjo. But he also sings on almost all the songs, which is cool, too.
So you had all the arrangements and the kind of the orchestration, so to speak, in your head on banjo.
Right.
Just to show and tell everybody. That's cool.
Right. And I got really used to that, too. So then when we, like, had somebody else play a part, it was just, you had to like train your brain to hear it differently. And then, you know, you kind of get really excited, like, oh, wow, that gives that whole another dimension. But you can get attached to demos very easily.
Another lesson about letting go of control.
Totally, right. You're like, now I see why you wrote that song.
Yeah. Why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
I think next we're going to do a song called Luray, which is sort of...
Yeah, why don't you talk about why you named the band that?
Yeah, well, I wrote this song first, and I ended up naming it Luray because it was sort of inspired by a visit to Luray, Virginia. We had moved to D.C. in the spring, and our dog got sick right away, And we went to Luray just to be with him right before he died, and I wrote the song. Mm. And so I liked the name Luray, just itself. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful word. And then I decided to name the band after that.
Nice.
There were dreams and a stumbling away, lines on a page where it all makes sense. There were times when I was afraid and you were afraid. Can we make it okay?
The name of the song is Luray, also the name of the band. And that's a really neat song. It has a sort of a strong sense of place, as you would expect it would. And it also sort of is about facing fear, I guess, and feeling safe and being able to, I don't know.
Right. I mean, I think it's also just about the creative process, too, just going for it.
Yeah. So. I think there's a line in that song about snakes in the grass. Does that have mm-hmm. anything to do with the music industry?
That probably would have been in the next record. No. I was, you know, just a babe in the woods yeah. when I wrote that song.
Yeah, it's a neat song, and I have spent some time in Virginia and at Luray, and it is a stunningly gorgeous place with rolling hills, and especially in the springtime, like you're talking about, green and lush.
The flowers, beautiful.
Yeah, neat. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guests are members of the band Luray, and we're speaking with the lead singer and banjo player Shannon Carey. And also here is her husband, Gabe Wisniewski, who's playing guitar. And we're also hearing from Sarah Gilberg, sorry about that, keyboard and backing vocals. Brian Cruz is playing the acoustic bass, a beautiful kind of a drone sound in there sometimes. That's really neat. And then filling in for C.J. Wolf on the drums is Thomas Jones, who is another native Wisconsinite from the Milwaukee area. Also spent some time with these guys in Lake Geneva, right?
Yeah.
It's a neat sound, and I know you've been gigging quite a bit in support of the CD, and coming up, looks like in November, you've got Mountain Stage on the calendar. That's really neat. We love to hear that on public radio, that you're going to be doing that. That's a big deal. That'll be fun.
We're so excited.
Yeah. And then looks like after the beginning of the year, you're going to be at the Smithsonian. That's really neat.
Yeah, they have this program at one of the art museums where they pick out a piece of art and then do like a 30-minute talk about it. And then we pick it out, and then they have their, the curator does a talk. And so it has to relate to the music somehow, song or the album or like a feeling. So I haven't picked out anything yet. We have to go look at that. But that's going to be fun. So, yeah, it has something to do with one of the pieces.
Oh, what a great kind of multimedia art project.
As soon as I heard about that, I'm like, oh, we have to do that. So cool.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's a local DC artist. Like, once a month they have it.
Oh, what a nice idea.
Yeah.
So let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
All right. I think we're going to do one where I play the ukulele. It's called Already There.
Okay.
It's the first night of the run. I'm the only one who calls. The race seems won, and I'm behind the gun. Your eyes sweeping round the room. Seems a burden falls on you. The night is young.
already there, featuring the virtuoso tambourine playing of Gabe Wisniewski. And also, Sarah, I was looking over at you at one point. You're singing, and you've got a shaker in one hand, and you're playing the keyboard with the other hand. That was quite a feat, I think. And not to mention, wow, some wonderful playing from Brian on the bass. That was beautiful. And Thomas also. The two of you played quite nicely together, even though this is not a regular gig for you, is it, Thomas?
We just met a week ago.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we have time for just about one more song. And before we have that last song, I want to mention that you can find a lot of information, including music and videos and lyrics and all kinds of stuff, at luraymusic.com. That's L-U-R-A-Y. And also, you have a nice Facebook page. That's facebook.com/luraymusic. And you can find tour information and all of that. And I'll put that on our Simply Folk Facebook page and our Simply Folk web page as well. So what would you like to finish up with?
We're going to do one more called Tidal Ground, and this is the one that was played on All Songs Considered, and it was the first time this song was really ever played by anyone or appreciated in a way, and we've always loved playing this song, and it's really special, and we love playing it live. And so, yeah, when we found out they were going to play that song, we were stoked. We were really excited.
Yeah,
so
National Public Radio.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to play that one for you now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This is really fun.
Thank you for coming in.
Beneath this tidal ground, I'll follow you around. Beneath this tidal ground, I'll follow you to keep track of.